Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news element sponsored by element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at element.fm. Now to the news. Today we're diving into the Python on Microcontrollers newsletter, a key resource for more than 12,000 tech enthusiasts engaged in the fast-moving world of Python-powered hardware. Whether you're a hobbyist tinkering away or deep in the world of professional single-board computers, this newsletter covers it all. Let's start with community highlights, because the people behind the code and circuits are what bring this ecosystem to life. The newsletter this week has really shone a spotlight on the vibrant hacker and maker scene, particularly the value of face-to-face gatherings. There's been a big push to encourage attendance at tech events like B-Sides, Black Hat, and DEF CON, all happening in Las Vegas soon. These meetups aren't just great for networking. They're critical breeding grounds for new ideas and debates on the cutting edge of cybersecurity. Of course, whenever hackers and makers gather, advocacy isn't far behind. The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, continues to be a strong voice promoting digital rights and defending our privacy in an era where the lines between government and big tech keep blurring. Grassroots campaigns remain essential to defend freedoms at risk from new collaborations and crossovers between corporate interests and public policy. Pivoting to legislative updates, this newsletter edition explores serious concerns around the changing landscape of internet privacy, particularly for younger users. The Kids Online Safety Act, often known as COSA, is under the spotlight, and not everyone welcomes what it brings to the table. Ostensibly designed to protect minors online by enforcing age verification, COSA raises some powerful privacy alarms. Critics, especially from the EFF, warn that these new verification requirements mean every user, regardless of age, could see more extensive data gathering and fewer protections overall. The Act's approach to widespread personal data collection might inadvertently erode digital freedoms and create surveillance risks that stretch far beyond its original intent. What's more, Congress is also considering related legislation like the Youth AI Privacy Act. This bill is meant to tighten privacy for young people interacting with AI systems, but there's real fear amongst advocates that it could encourage even more aggressive data collection. Some worry this sets a precedent for censorship and expanded data tracking that will affect everyone. The ongoing debate is about drawing a line that adequately protects kids while upholding everyone's basic digital rights. Not an easy task, given the stakes and the speed of technological change. On the technology front, there's no shortage of breakthroughs making headlines, and open source is right at the center of it all. One of the most exciting developments is the arrival of open source firmware for AMD's Ryzen AM5 platform, courtesy of 3MDEB. This isn't just a boost for hardware developers. It's a win for the whole tech world, opening up greater hardware control and adaptability. Meanwhile, NVIDIA's growing support for the Linux vendor firmware service cements a more collaborative approach to building resilient and secure software environments around Linux. Improvements in the Linux kernel itself reflect a lively, collaborative community, fighting hard to keep systems robust in the face of ever-evolving threats. The newsletter doesn't shy away from the security side of the news either. This issue featured a major alert raised by Microsoft, who linked a Russia-associated threat group to worldwide attacks targeting hotel Wi-Fi systems. Known as the Captive Crunch campaign, these attacks highlight just how vulnerable public networks can be for unsuspecting travelers. Attackers compromise Wi-Fi portals in hotels, putting sensitive information at risk for anyone who connects, and the campaign's global scope underscores the urgency of ramping up public network security. The newsletter also touched on Samsung's controversial move to ban smart TV apps that allow users to share their internet connection. This ban reflects an increasing industry emphasis on closing privacy loopholes, even if it comes at the cost of some user autonomy. Security and privacy are rapidly becoming central issues, especially in the interconnected world of microcontrollers, smart devices, and the broader Internet of Things. Artificial intelligence is making headlines in academic circles too. OpenAI's Astro model is now able to produce machine-checkable proofs of historic mathematical problems, marking a major milestone for the role AI could play in advanced education and research. While this breakthrough was announced with a great deal of excitement, it's also prompted fresh conversations about what AI's future might look like across every discipline. As the boundaries between human expertise and machine reasoning continue to blur, the AI's impact in everything from mathematics to journalism only looks set to grow. Of course, these advances come with their own questions and, sometimes, controversy. Much of the present unease boils down to censorship risk and the privacy and speech concerns surfacing around new laws like COSA. The newsletter's editors have highlighted how COSA could force platforms to implement stricter content filtration systems. that, the EFF warns, may unintentionally censor valuable forums and resources, disproportionately affecting vulnerable or marginalized communities who depend on these spaces. These moves put First Amendment rights at risk, raising the specter of legally mandated content filtering on platforms of every size. In the broader ecosystem, Reddit's CEO recently echoed similar concerns, taking aim at Google's new AI Overviews feature. According to Reddit, Google's AI-generated summaries strip away crucial context and personalization, harming both the end user's experience and traffic for content creators. This ongoing tension between big technology platforms and the communities that create content is likely to continue, especially as AI curation becomes standard online. On a brighter note, the newsletter pauses to recognize the 20-year success story of Pandoc. For those unfamiliar, Pandoc is an open-source tool that converts documents between dozens of formats, everything from Markdown and HTML to DocX and LaTeX. Over two decades, Pandoc has developed an enormous user base, supporting over 50 different output formats and playing a central role in reproducible academic writing. Tools like Quarto and Jupyter Notebook now integrate with Pandoc, making document conversion fluid for researchers, academics, and developers worldwide. Celebrating this sort of open-source longevity is a reminder of what careful stewardship and enthusiastic community involvement can achieve in our field. It's a testament to how far Python and adjacent tools have pushed the envelope, not just in innovation, but in making tools accessible and empowering for everyone. Throughout the newsletter, there's an undercurrent of optimism about what's possible when the community works together, whether defending rights, advocating for sensible laws, or building game-changing tech. But there's also a grounded caution, a sense that we need to be vigilant about the costs and risks associated with unchecked legislative or technological shifts. For instance, the tension between privacy and safety isn't easily resolved, and the newsletter urges readers to get involved in these debates at every level, from local meetups to national advocacy. For the microcontroller and maker scene in particular, there are practical takeaways as well. Staying on top of security news, participating in firmware updates, and sharing knowledge at community events are all encouraged. Whether you're developing Python code for a Raspberry Pi, designing your own IoT sensor, or advocating for privacy-friendly legislation, everyone can play a part. This latest newsletter points readers towards hands-on opportunities to contribute, whether that means submitting patches to open-source projects, lending a hand at a local makerspace, or simply staying informed on the latest security updates. The ongoing interplay between legal frameworks and technology is more complex and urgent than ever. Advancements in open hardware, improved kernels, AI breakthroughs, and tighter privacy controls are all happening in parallel, each setting new challenges and raising new questions. The tools we build today, whether they're scripts running on microcontrollers or global advocacy networks, will define the ecosystem for decades to come. And that's why newsletters like Python on microcontrollers are so valuable. They put the spotlight on the issues shaping tech's future. If you're passionate about Python, privacy, or hardware innovation, it's worth checking out. Their ongoing coverage ensures you'll stay ahead of every project, update, and community milestone. A must-read for anyone who wants to shape tomorrow's digital world. And don't forget, the best way to make a difference is by getting involved, sharing resources, and lending your voice to the discussions that matter. The Python and open source communities are always stronger when they work together. Just look at the progress we've made on privacy and digital rights in the past few years alone. So whether you're at the next DEF CON, submitting a GitHub pull request, or just tinkering with your own microcontroller project, know that your involvement counts. Before we wrap up, I want to highlight the continuing need to strengthen security basics, especially as cyber attackers are constantly inventing new methods to penetrate public and private networks. Practical advice from this newsletter. Always update your devices, use strong passphrases, and never underestimate the risks associated with public Wi-Fi. These basic actions go a long way in keeping your data safe. Keep an eye on upcoming firmware releases, subscribe to security advisories, and share news with your community. These steps help everyone stay one step ahead. That brings us to the end of this episode, and I'd like to thank everyone who tunes in each week and pushes these important discussions forward. Python on Microcontrollers newsletter continues to be a valuable guide for both the curious and the committed. If you're not already subscribed, do yourself a favor and check it out for more detailed info on tools, projects, and events in this space. As always, don't hesitate to reach out with your own stories or questions. I love hearing from listeners and readers alike. Thanks for listening.